With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying the ghost stories here on this show, be sure to check out our true crime podcast called True Crime Today. Search it wherever you download podcasts. Myself, Carol Hughes, Stacey Cole, all discuss the latest in many true crime stories, dark, disturbing, and sometimes just plain crazy. Check it out, True Crime Today. Search and press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Here's a preview of one of this week's episodes of True Crime Today. A Florida teen convicted of murder after fatally running over the city librarian with a getaway van. Boy dies after being left in a vehicle for several hours on a northeast Harris County home. And a New York man allegedly fakes his own kidnapping to gain favor with his estranged spouse.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Say he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today. Starts now.
And indeed it does. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of the program. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts as well. We do greatly appreciate that. If you want advanced episodes of the show, and to get the show commercial free, then check out our Patreon page. Just search True Crime Today on the Patreon app. There we are. $5 a month gets you access to all of that and helps keep the program on the air. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, yo, how you doing?
I'm a week into wearing the arm brace cast thing. And so far, so good. I don't smell yet. And I'm hoping I can pull out the rest of the next 7 days because I can get it off then. But that's been my goal, is to not smell.
In Wisconsin, yesterday, it reached 99. I was at an outdoor concert, Josh Groban, and I'm going to name drop. And it was 99 degrees. And when you mentioned the cast or the brace thing that you've got on, is it a cast?
There is a wrapping around it. And then there's...
You can't get it off.
No. And then there's a metal plastic brace thingy that makes me look like a Marvel character that's on top.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'll tell you, if you wore that to the concert with me last night, you would stink.
Oh yeah. And that's the thing. And then you smell until you get the thing off, because there ain't no amount of Febreze or anything. Because if you started doing a lot of that, then I'm gonna be like, you have an infection from Febreze.
You don't want to be spraying anything on your,
but at least
on
I don't
your
smell.
Incision. That's not a good idea either.
I'm not. I mean, it's all covered, but I just think if it started, soaking in there, then we start having those issues. So I've been unfortunately staying indoors as much as possible. I really want to go out. I've been going out in the evening a little bit when it's cooler, and doing a little garden work. and enjoying that, but it's depressing staying inside. It's kind of like the middle of winter for me for these 2 weeks, or it's just like I'm inside and
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a beautiful time of year. Summer solstice just happened, mm-hmm. and it's just, this is what we live for, you know, at least in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And you're stuck inside, but I think it's safer that way for you, so you don't have just this festering appendage that just stinks.
I would do that, and I'd overdo it too, and I'd be out there doing too much than I should. So I think I'm doing good so far with it.
It's
starting
glad.
To get, you know,
your like, bionic arm.
Yeah, I mean the wrapping is starting to get kind of, you know, like the lint balls on it.
Yes.
And I don't like that, but I don't.
It's starting to wear a little bit.
I know. I just want this stupid thing off, but it's working. I'm using my arm a lot. I just, I'm not lifting much. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm keeping it going and seeing where we go from there.
You know what was hardest for me? I had elbow and wrist surgery on the right side and I'm right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Brushing my teeth was the worst.
Yeah.
I just had no control over my hand and my arm, and you know, it might be a little bit different for you as far as what they did, but I really struggled. That I felt like I couldn't get my teeth clean and I just felt icky all the time. Just, it was gross. I went through a ton of mouthwash because I'm like, I can't get in there right. Couldn't get the right angle. And my left hand, I might as well not even have it. It's ridiculous. It doesn't work well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot, but you know, summertime fun.
But I would rather that you probably do it now than in the winter when you can't get a coat over it and you're freezing.
Oh, that's not fun either. That's been fun because I've had a lot of people around my yard the last couple of days because they're putting some sod in and there's some other construction stuff going on. And they keep coming out to my door and keep asking me questions. or I get calls, can you come out here? And it's kind of a difficulty just kind of getting positioned in bed comfortably to like work, and then it's like, oh, I gotta get up again, I gotta move these pillows, I gotta move this, there's a cord over here, gotta do this, gotta do that, and I get out there and then like I try to throw the robe on and it doesn't really go over the cast well, so I kind of like have half of my arm hanging out of the robe, so I look really disheveled. I don't know what they think of me, but
they've probably made up their own story, like there's something really wrong with this guy. He like won't come out in the daylight for some reason.
He won't come out in the daylight, but he has an empty pool and he has sod going around it and he's building all these things in his barn and there's another thing going up out front. He's strange.
Yeah, there is some weird stuff going on, man. Some
weird stuff going on.
You got the neighbors talking, that's for sure.
I run a small cult is what I do. although I think there actually legitimately might be one down the road. I'm not quite sure. It's certainly a compound of some sort going on. It's like a plethora of like probably four or five house-like structures. And that's what I mean, house-like structures. And different people living in them. And they're kind of off by themselves. And so I don't know if it's like a commune type thing they're rocking, but there's something going on down there.
Wow. But, you know, it's possible that they're looking at you going, there's something going on over there.
Oh, they are. Yeah. A lot of fun.
God.
Because we have all sorts of crazy things.
They're just like, we don't know what this guy does. He rarely comes out of his house.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of animals around and mm-hmm. we see a kid once in a while and that's about it.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
I always wonder what the neighbors think when, you know, I know what I think of my neighbors, mm-hmm. but I wonder what they think of me.
That would be interesting. That's where you want to like get a little microphone or something and set it up and hear what they'd say about you behind your back.
No, I don't want to know. Because I know what I've said, you know, about some of my neighbors.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know.
This is a fine young man who's having a good summer vacation. A Florida teen convicted of murder after fatally running over the city librarian with a getaway van. What did you do on your summer break? A teenager in this story from True Crime Daily, the teenager has been convicted of murder after fatally running over a city librarian with a getaway van. This happened actually in November of 2020. On June 21st, the Office of State Attorney for the 10th Judicial Circuit announced that a Polk County jury convicted Elijah Stanstill of first-degree murder in the death of Suzette Penton. According to the state attorney's office, Stanstill, along with three other co-defendants, drove to the victim's home to confront her son. The state attorney's office added, when the victim returned home, she confronted the defendant who was driving the getaway van. As he was fleeing the area, the defendant drove his van directly towards the victim, severely injuring her. Penton later succumbed to her injuries. On November 10, 2020, Stanstill was arrested and booked into the Polk County Jail on multiple charges, including first-degree murder, lewd battery, and burglary with assault battery, records show. Penton's son and his girlfriend, Kimberly Stone, reportedly broke up and were involved with a dispute. Their fighting got so severe that Stone was allegedly suspended from school. According to WFLA, Stanstill was the only teen charged with murder in the incident. The other teens, then 16-year-old Kimberly Stone, then 14-year-old Hannah Eubank, and then 16-year-old Raven Sutton, were reportedly charged as adults with attempted felony murder and burglary with assault. The getaway van used to hit the victim was owned by the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, where Stanstill's father is a pastor.
The pastor's
kid. Stanstill will be sentenced later in the year, will face mandatory life in prison sentence. Well, there you go.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Does the fact that she is a city librarian have anything to do with the story? Was there ever an overdue book? Was there?
No,
need to be quiet. And she shushed him too many times. Or was she just an innocent victim?
I think she was just an innocent victim. It just makes, you just put some context to the story of a librarian getting run over. Sounds a lot worse than just woman run over.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the librarian.
When I saw this, I thought, ooh, yeah. You know, there's some backstory here. And it turns out there really isn't.
Yeah.
But the backstory is this kid used the Baptist church van where his dad is a pastor and used it as a getaway van. Well, my goodness.
Well, you have to take a considerational look into, okay, so this guy is obviously having issues dealing with a breakup all the way to being suspended from school. And then he goes to the house to confront the girlfriend with three other girls, mind you. So that's the scary part. He convinced three other girls that this is, yeah, come back me up. This is, and they're all like, oh yeah, I'll do that for you. And, and having that sort of a horrible personality that he's able to attract three other girls to go along with the bad boy and do this. And he's the pastor's son. So you got to take a look at the parenting and you kind of got to go, okay, you're a pastor at the Baptist church. I really, you know, if you're doing a good job parenting your immediate flock, meaning your children, they shouldn't be doing this sort of shit or at least have the direction to go, nah, that's a bad idea. But unfortunately,
I feel like this is not his first time doing anything. I mean, you don't just wake up one day, have a breakup, lose your shit, and run somebody over.
No, it's someone who clearly has a lot of difficulty processing emotion, processing grief, processing any sort of adversity. And that is a huge problem that we have in society in general. For most people under the age of 30, I would say, there is a serious issue with that. And it's because we've coddled. Said everybody can do anything they want whenever they want. And you're never wrong. And everybody gets a participation trophy and everybody's equal. And everybody, no, not everybody is fucking equal. Not everybody is, like, as human beings and as your rights. Yes, everyone should be equal. But in terms of abilities, intelligence, smarts, all of that. No, not everyone is equal. We're all very different. And that's what makes us unique. We all are not the smartest people in the room. We're all not the dumbest people in the room. Everybody is different, and that's cool. That's okay. That's how the world works. But we've conditioned these generations of people that everything should be equal, everything should be fair, and then when they get into the real world and things are not that, because that's not how fucking life works, they can't handle it. Freak the fuck out. They don't want to work because they think they're worth more than they are when they're really just qualified to work the drive-through at that point in their life. And they just have these ridiculous expectations on what life should be for them, and they can't handle shit. when something goes wrong or something isn't exactly how it should be, or there's a feeling of sadness or pain, they lose their shit. And they either ball up into a ball or they turn into this. And it's everywhere. I mean, this is, I think, half the reason why we don't have any fucking employees in half of our places where it used to be filled by young people, because a lot of them just feel like they're too good for it. And
yeah,
it's like, no, you start somewhere and then you work your way up. That's how that shit works. But
well, and that's how you get experience, for hell's sake. I mean, yeah. Where are you supposed to get experience? You can't just walk into some corporation and say, you know, I'm here to be your CEO.
Well, unfortunately,
no, you're not.
That we're having that happen in a lot of corporations now too, where they're not necessarily becoming CEO, but it's like, we need bodies and you're breathing, so we'll hire you. And then you have no accountability because people cannot fire anybody right now. If you have bodies working, no matter how horrible sometimes the character is, as long as they haven't like sexually harassed somebody or killed somebody on property, it's pretty much like, well, we'll keep you around, make the customer experience absolutely horrendous, but you're still alive. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing it in everything from, you know, smaller jobs like fast food to larger corporations, where you, it's like the level of service used to be somewhere. There was a standard of it. And now it's like, no standards. We're just letting them do whatever they want and act. It is. It's like sometimes going into businesses that used to have adults that worked in them. Now they're adults, but they're dressing like they're 12 years old.
Yeah, and they're I've acting, seen that too.
And they're acting like they're 12 years old. And they're like 25. And then they wonder when you look at them strangely because they're just completely inept at doing anything. It's an upside down world that we're in right now.
And I don't know how we're going to get out of it. Because once, you know, we've to use an animal reference, we've let the horses out of the barn. I don't know how we're going to get them back in. I don't know how we're going to make it so, first of all, people are willing to start at the bottom.
Well, we poison the well. I don't know how
we're going to make it so that people treat others with respect.
Yeah.
It's like Mad Max. Well, we're living the Mad Max movie theme.
And that's another fine line too, treating others with respect. Yes, we should all do that. But the thing is, so many of these people are getting offended when an authority figure is telling them they did something wrong or they need to do something a different way. Then they view that they're not being respected. And then the authority figures, the managers, are getting in trouble because you made so-and-so feel hurt, or it's like, fucking A, good. Then they're learning to do something a different way. But we stop there. We stop going, oh, so-and-so feels hurt, or the snowflake is melting. And then nothing changes. It's like, just watch the way you talk to them. We have to handle everybody slightly different. And everyone, it's like, no, if you're working for a company and this is what you fucking do, you all do it. It does everything on your outside life stays at the fucking door. It doesn't matter. No one's going to no one wants to discriminate against you. Does that happen? Sure. But in a lot of places, no. It's just people saying, here's what we do. You wear the fucking hat because you're at the fast food restaurant. That's your uniform. It's what you have to wear. There's a certain standard of what we expect of you to look like when you come into work, mainly bathed and looking, you know, somewhat clean and presentable. But we've checked that. Like, wait, we don't need that anymore. I mean, it's fucking scary. And these people are going to end up being the next ones making the decisions on the next ones after them. So what the fuck are they going to hire?
You've just brought up a really good point. Let's take this a step further. Not only are these going to be the next generation teaching the next generation, but they're going to be the ones who are taking care of us.
Yeah.
We are fucked.
Yeah, that's why you want to make sure you have a really good relationship with your kids and they're smart, or adopt a kid or just find somebody that's young and make sure that they're smart and say, I'm going to pay you all this money to take care of me when I'm older. They'll look at you like you're crazy. Like, no, seriously, I don't trust anybody else. So here's what we're going to do.
It's, you know, it sounds like a joke right now, but these are, you know, if you can't trust somebody to put together your sandwich at a sub shop, the way you just asked for it to be put together because they're not paying attention, they don't really care. are they going to care when you're lying in a bed and you need to be rolled over?
And they need to give you a specific medicine or pay attention to what they're giving you? Or are they going to be on their phone going, oh, well, and then you correct them like, oh, well, I didn't know. Yes, you did. It's right there. This is the list of the medications. And these are the ones. Well, I didn't know. Stop yelling at me.
Yeah.
You did know. The list is in front of you. You didn't pay attention.
You've been trained on this 7 times. You should know this by now.
You didn't pay attention. Well, and the thing that I'm seeing in the corporate world, and not that I work in it by any means, but just through people I know, with a lot of this is you have these cancers in these workplaces that they don't fire anymore.
Yeah.
And what ends
we
up happening?
We talked about that last week.
And the good people end up getting fed up and they leave. And then you just have this infestation of shitty people. And then good luck getting out of that. Or good, anybody that comes in is going to recognize that right away and be like, fuck this, I'm out. And eventually the tide turns to just all shitty people. And that's...
Yeah, and where do the good people go?
Honestly, we're in a world now where a lot of good people can just start their own businesses. So I think we're seeing a lot of that. A lot of people just saying, fuck it, I'm getting out of the workforce and I'm doing my own thing and making more than I would there. But you have a lot of young people that think they're just going to be YouTube stars or something. And that's how life is going to go. And they're just waiting for that big break and not giving a shit about anything that they currently do. I sound like an old man here doing this. And I'm not saying every person is like this. There's a lot of really good young people who are on a good track. There really, really are. But I feel like that's the minority these days and not the majority.
Well, and that's the thing. It's, you know, is it the parenting? Is it that the kid was just born to be driven and they see opportunity and they go for it and nothing stops them? And then you got the others who are just like, I don't need to go get a job.
It's a bit of everything.
You know, I live with mom and dad. I don't need to go get that part-time job to get any experience. I'm good.
It's a bit of everything. And it doesn't really matter, I think, your income level of your parents. It's all how the parenting goes. Some people are going to be taught to be more driven and will have it. And some people will be taught and they still won't get it. But I think a lot of it has to do with just how much one is coddled at a younger age and not kind of taught, here's how life works and here's how to be fulfilled, because you're doing the things in life that are good and are fulfilling and you get your drive out of that. Instead, some people are just getting their drive out of junk food and likes and hearts and all of that and how many followers they have. And that's what life depends on. And actual work and actual doing good in a human aspect totally eludes them because they've never experienced it. And it's not as exciting to them as seeing, you know, how many likes they got on something.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So there's a lot of it's a huge fucking pot of mess that I don't know that we're ever really going to get to the bottom of. But that's my soapbox of shit on that topic. Boy,
no, it's 100% right.
A boy dies after being left in a vehicle for several hours and at a new Northeast Harris County home, a sheriff says. This is scary, but it does happen. The sheriff said the child, his older sister, and his mother had just returned from the store to prepare for a birthday party when he was left inside the vehicle. A 5-year-old boy died Monday after being, this is from KHOU, died Monday after being left inside a vehicle for several hours, according to Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. Medical examiner on Tuesday identified him as Trace Means. This happened at a house, which is in Northeast Harris County. The sheriff tweeted about the incident about 3:20. Gonzalez said the boy's family was preparing to celebrate his 8-year-old sister's birthday. 5-year-old, his sister, and his mother went to the store to get items for the party. When they came back, the sheriff said the mother assumed both children had gotten out of the car on their own. The mother told the sheriff the 5-year-old had gotten out of the car seat by himself before, but the sheriff believes because the family was in a rental vehicle, the child may not have known what to do. The sheriff said the mother went into the house to prepare for the party, and about 2 or 3 hours later, she started looking for her son. The mother went to check the car, and that's when she found him unresponsive, still buckled in his car seat, the sheriff said. Well, here's an argument on this one. Why are we putting fucking 5-year-olds in car seats? I know it's like we should need to do this for safety, but those fucking regulations are insane as well. there's some of those where technically my 9-year-old daughter should still be in a car seat if I was following the stupid fucking law.
9 years old?
But because I'm an intelligent human being and don't believe most of the bullshit that the government tells us, I don't follow that one because it's insane. Yeah.
Does it go on size or what are we talking about? Weight, I don't have kids, so I don't understand the car seat
it's
concept.
It's weight or age. And she's just short of it, but technically she should still be in a car seat. And she's 9. She's almost 10. It's insane. And it's utterly insane, some of these laws. I mean, I get it, like, in some cases extending to this or that, but I don't know, at 5, I was just buckled in. I was doing good. And someone will argue, well, statistically, this or that. Yeah, well, you can argue this, too. The kid can't get out of the fucking car seat at 5. You know, maybe they should be able to, but because they're so strapped in like a fucking mummy, maybe that has a little bearing there, too. And how about this idea, too? When we keep our kids in these cocoons of car seats till they're like 12, guess what they also miss out on? The experience of learning how to fucking drive and watching parents drive and sitting in the front seat and seeing the world from that perspective. Because if you're keeping him in the car seat till about 12, which is the law in many states, you basically have, what is that, 4 years then before you're behind the wheel yourself?
That's frightening.
It's insane. It's fucking insane. So mother immediately calls 911. EMS arrives at the scene. They pronounce the child dead. Amber Rotlands with the nonprofit Kids in Car Safety said Texas has the highest number of hot car deaths in the country. Nationwide, 56% of hot car deaths happen when a child is accidentally left in the car, 26% when a child gets themselves in and can't get out. It doesn't take long for a car to become an oven. Most people don't realize that a majority of the increase in temperature inside the car happens within the first 10 minutes. Their little bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult. Rollins says kids should know 3 things. How to honk the horn, how to turn the flashers, how to try the front door if they can't get out of the back one. The parents should always make sure they're looking in the back before they leave, no matter what, said Rollins. Our brains and our memory systems fail us when we least expect it. The investigation into the child's death is ongoing. A lot of these cases, I feel like they were horrible parents because a lot of times it's like, and then mom went to go get meth. This just seems like a very busy mom because you're doing a gazillion things for your children and the expectations of what you should be doing are really fucking high. And then these kids have these crazy expectations of what a birthday party should look like these days. Not that you have to bow down to your children left and right, but if you're a mom, you know, or a single dad, and you're fucking bouncing around everywhere, it's not hard to kind of lose track of some things, including
she probably got it. Yeah. She got into this Zen mode of, I got to get this party ready.
Yeah.
It's got to be perfect.
Let's go.
It's got to be Instagram perfect. It's got to be all these things. Yep. And the kid's old enough to kind of wander around and do their own thing. And probably, I'm guessing, didn't get into too much trouble. Otherwise, she would have been on him.
Yeah.
And
this is a horrible, horrible accident in this case. It's not a we're on drugs and stupid. And I feel horrible for her because this is something she's never going to forgive herself for. And I mean,
the daughter.
Happy birthday!
Her brother died on
your birthday. Happy birthday!
It doesn't get any better. I mean, it's just every year it's going to be just this horrible reminder of this tragedy that could have been prevented.
Yeah.
And you know, for many years, you were long gone from the radio station, but I did a campaign about animals in cars, mainly dogs, because people don't usually take their cats out with them. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how few people seem to understand how hot cars get within 4 to 5 minutes.
And that's scary to me.
You know, I've got the windows cracked. Doesn't matter.
I don't understand how people are so, I guess, ignorant on this topic. I mean, we've all been in cars. We've all like, oh, let's just run into the store real quick. And you come back out and you're like, holy shit, I can't believe how hot this got in 10 minutes.
I can't even sit on the seat.
It's like something I think I learned when I was like in kindergarten, like running into Walgreens with my mom or something in summer. And it's like, wow, cars get really hot really quick. If you're an adult and this little factoid of life has eluded you, you're kind of a dumbass. And this is not, I'm not saying this woman is, I'm saying she was completely distracted on doing being mom.
Yeah, this was an accident.
But to be, to not realize that fact, if someone comes up to you and says, here's how hot a car gets after 10 minutes, and you're like, oh, no way. There's a lot of other things.
I'm not sure you should be driving. You know, maybe that's something they should be teaching in driver's ed, that you need to understand. Yeah. You need to go sit in your car. Have you ever done that? Sat in your car just to see how fucking hot it gets?
Yeah.
It is extraordinary. The most I think I stayed in the car for 5 minutes before I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I have to get out. And people do die. Animals die. Babies die. It's tragic. And cars, they are a very big responsibility in many ways. Even when they're not moving, they can become death traps.
Yeah. You've
got to be careful.
You can cook food, or you can cook family in your car if you leave them in there long enough. And it's scary. But I also see on this one, I see the other side of just, this was a horrible, horrible mistake. And yeah, I mean, and it also speaks to just our lives and how much we're going, and not necessarily being present enough to be effective enough in our own lives, because we got to get to the next thing. We got to get to there. We got to get to this. And we all do it, but it is the world that we live in right now. And it's the expectations of that. And it seems
just overwhelmed.
Yeah. It's a crazy fucking lot that goes on. This is another lovely one. Suffolk County Police 4th Squad detectives arrested a Brentwood man the other afternoon after he filed a false police report claiming he was kidnapped. It's an interesting one. I guess my first question is, how do you file the report on being?
Yeah. You said that, I went, what?
Maybe he did it after. Lewis R. Umarzar said he was abducted by three unknown men in the parking lot outside 1700 Veterans Memorial Highway in Lindia on June 16th at approximately 6 p.m. He said the men put a bag over his head, forced him into the car, kept him at an unspecified location against his will for several hours before dropping him off at a local hospital. He's 49.
What?
Yep, the guy is 49 years old. He filed the police report with the 3rd Precinct officers about the kidnapping on June 16th. Following an extensive 2-day investigation, he was brought to the 4th Precinct for further questioning, where he admitted to lying to police about the kidnapping in an attempt to gain favor with his estranged spouse. He was arrested and charged with falsely reporting the incident of 3rd degree and making an apparent sworn statement 2nd degree. He was released on a desk appearance ticket and is scheduled to appear at 1st District Court in a later date. So I guess this really backfired. He looks like an even bigger dumbass to his estranged wife or spouse. If you're going to make up the story, wouldn't you want to be like the hero in the situation? And wouldn't you be like, and I beat them up and they ran away? Not like, they put a bag over my head and they dropped me at the hospital. Take me back, honey.
Yeah. I was being held for several hours and I couldn't get away.
Hey, make shit up. I mean, people believe it. Like I've been saying, with this fucking arm thing I have on right now, you can say anything. And people be like, oh my God, really? Yes. But I crack up within 5 seconds. But if I kept going, I could keep going. I mean, I've been rescuing kittens. I was attacked by a pack of rabid lemurs. I have had so many stories that I've put out when people ask me what happened. And the response is generally, oh my God, are you okay? Like, yes.
I survived the lemurs.
Completely made up. Yeah. Like, really? And they're kind of surprised that I'm lying.
I'm wondering about this guy. Why would that make his ex feel anything for him?
I don't know. Like, oh my gosh, had I been there, had we been together, this wouldn't have happened. Maybe that's the motive in his mind of how he could manipulate her to feel bad. Something of that nature.
I hope he can get some counseling when he's in jail.
Oh, he'll get counseling. All right.
Oh my God.
Come here. Yes, Rufus Roughneck would like to counsel you in cell block 4D. He's a great counselor. Yes.
Yeah, he'll be wishing to have that bag over his head again.
He has a bag for you to recreate the situation and says he'd like to give you an experience you'll never forget.
Well, and I imagine Tony being in jail for something, everybody's going to find out what you did.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is going to be too favorable because he didn't endure anything.
No.
They're going to look down on him.
Yeah, completely. Or I wonder if he's even going to make it to jail. If they're just going to be like, you know, this wasn't a violent offense. It cost us money. We're going to fine you, but, you know, it's better that you just stay out because we don't want to fucking have to pay for you being in jail. I don't know.
We don't want to see you again.
I don't know. But then it puts him out on the street and puts him still, if he's willing to go to that length to try and get the estranged spouse back. Now, what's the next thing he's going to do to try and get the estranged spouse back? That the restraining order that will be issued, if it's not already, will be looked upon at a later date going, well, they had a restraining order and then they found her body.
Yeah, we'll be reading that story in a couple of weeks, probably.
Because that's pretty much how it goes. Restraining orders don't do shit. Because no. you're the people who need restraining orders don't follow restraining orders.
They're like, the first ones to break through the law. Like
the ones who would follow a restraining order are the people asking for the restraining order. But they don't ever have a restraining order issued against them because they don't need one. But
well, they're law-abiding people, you know?
But
it's a weird concept. Let's create this imaginary line that you cannot cross. We told you can't cross that line. She told you can't cross that line, but now we're telling you.
But if they do cross that line, we'll come and get them. Yeah, usually it's too late. If that move needs to be made. If they're there already, they're there already. And it'll take you a little bit of response time, probably a little longer than it takes to have the person stabbed or shot or killed or abducted. But that little piece of paper says they shouldn't have done it. So, you know, good time.
Plus you got to pay money for it.
I feel like maybe, like an idea that can make a restraining order work is, it would be looked at as incredibly inhumane, but I'll tell you what, it'd be fucking effective. Like the shock collars that sometimes people put on animals when they're training them. Where it doesn't like injure the animal, but it's enough to startle them. And it would certainly make you turn around if it's at a constant level. You put the base plate is something maybe the person who has the order carries with them or wears. Maybe it's, like a Apple Watch type thing or something. And then within the distance of what GPS wise, where that person is, if that offender comes within that, they get shocked.
Ooh, I like that.
And they turn away because it's painful enough that you're not going to sit there and be like, this is great. Of course, they could just cut off the device. That is something. But if it's cut off, then I think maybe a GPS alert goes out immediately saying that this person cut it. And then they start going directly to that location. Is it a fail-safe thing? No, not at all. But is it a hindrance? Yes. It's like the gun laws and stuff where it's like, make all these things illegal. Is that, no, it's not going to help anything. But if you made it stricter, you made it a little more difficult, an extra hoop or two that someone needs to jump through, you're going to have less people purchasing these weapons that should not be purchasing them. And anybody who legally and rightly can get them can easily get them. But if you shouldn't be because you've already have a little track record going on or something, then it will be that much more difficult to get them. Well, they'll find a way. Yes. If they're determined enough, you're damn right they will. But it will indeed hinder. And that's kind of what you just got to do. There's no one way that's going to fix any of this shit. But if we can hinder things a little bit more with common sense, we might have something going.
I think you're onto something.
So, but they'll be like, oh, their rights are being, that's torturous. That's inhumane. Well, you know what's really inhumane? The crazy fucker who has the restraining order against him for a reason, murdering her. That's the inhumane part. When they find her head in the garbage can down the road at the Lowe's, that's a little more inhumane than him getting a little shocky shock.
Well, and the fact that there's nothing you can do until they do something.
Exactly. It's like, I'm sorry, you put yourself in this position. Guess what? Now you get the shock bracelet. Sorry.
You earned it.
You shouldn't have done that. If you didn't want this to happen, then don't be a fucking creep. But, yeah. But we'll fight for the rights of the violators far more than we will for the victims, it seems, in our judicial system.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. It's really sad.
It's insane. It is. It's the most pathetic excuse for a system that there. I mean, I'm sure there's other countries that are far worse, but we're not good when it comes to anything of protecting the innocent from their perpetrators or violators or whatever you want to call them. We don't do shit.
No, we really don't.
So there you go. But there's an idea. That's Tony's idea to save the world today. We'll add that to the list of shit that never happens.
I like it.
So yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. Not like it wouldn't be like electrocution, like taser. It would just be very uncomfortable where you're like, fuck this. I'm turning around.
Well, and it works for animals, you know?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it work for that?
It would. I think it would totally work for that.
I think it would too, but I wonder if you wouldn't get like human rights
violations. That's why it will never happen, because it's going to say it's a human rights violation, even though it's really not. It's like once you violate things so far and you violated somebody else's human rights, guess what? Some of yours get taken away too. And it's kind of tit for tat, but guess what? We're not going to go rape you in the alley. We're just going to put this thing on you that makes sure you stay away from the person you're trying to rape in the alley.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Not at all. Not at all. All right. There we go. That's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. Thank you guys for listening and keeping us on the air. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. Until next time. For Stacey Cole and Tony Bruschi, thanks for listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.